his friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Maronimi Rasi Sheyichyu. We are continuing our series of Shiurim and Talmudic methodology, Mamish Unbelievable, and also the Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel. We are in the Mid of Mitzius Vidin, page Nun Gimel, in the Sefer Midas Lecheker HaLacha. We discussed in the previous shiur the Shaila of Sveika Lechumra. We know Sefik Dereis is Lechumra, but is it, are you Machim B'Taras Vadeh, B'Taras Sefik? We discussed Nafgaminas. So now we're continuing. V'omnam. Ima Lechumra Shebechol Sveika Dereis Eino Barim Zeh B'Bchinat Vadai O Sefik V'yesh B'Zeh Machloket Rishonim. If the Lechumra and every Sveika Dereisa is not clear whether it's Vadei or Safek, and it's a Machlokas Rishonim, like we saw in the previous year, whether we go to Safek, we go to Chumra B'Taras Vadei, or B'Taras Safek, Hine B'Tumah Shalachai Sheb Safek Tumah Rishut Yachid Tamei, B'Zeh Letman De Palig, Sh'atumah B'Zeh Hi Tumah Vadeit, V'Kumo Shedin Torah Hu, Shevadei Sheretz Metamei, Kach Adin Torah, Shesafek Sheretz Metamei B'Rishut Yachid. When it comes to Tumah, there's no question. Tumah, Safek, Tumah, Rishus HaYochid, is Vadei Tameh. Nothing to talk about. Achein gam sham yesh l'stapek al ma ba Vadei. So there also we have a Safek. You think it's so easy? Oh. When it comes to Isser, we have a Safek. Is it B'Taras Vadei, B'Taras Safek? But when it comes to Tumah, there it's B'Taras Vadeh, and there's nothing to talk about. There is something to talk about. Yesh l'stapek al ma ba Vadei, im rak al ha-din o gam al ha-metziut. Does the Vadeh come only on the din or even on the metzius? Ulamashal ba-safek anal safek im naga b'sheretz o lo. So we have a safek. Did you touch the sheretz? Didn't you touch the sheretz? Im ha-chidush yushan o-tofsim sh-vadeh naga b'sheretz afi sh-mitzad ha-metziut k'shila atzma in rgalayim le-davar. אך הדין בא וקובע את המציאות הזו. אבל אם החידוש הוא רק בדין, יש בזה רק דין תומעת נגיעה, באבא תומעה בלי שהוקבע בזה מציאות השרץ דווקא. וכבר הבאנו את הספק הזה במידת היוצא מן הכלל בסיבה ומסובב, אחרי ניכר מקומו של הספק ובמידה זו. So here we have a suffix. Do we say that בוודאי במציאות he touched the שרץ? Because we don't know if he really touched the sheretz. Well, we're koveya that he did touch the sheretz. We're koveya the metzias that he touched the sheretz. That's the metzias. That's the din that we're machmir b'safek is saying that we're koveya the metzias that he touched the sheretz. Even though mitzad the metzias, we really don't know. But that's what the din tells us. The din tells us to view it as if the metzias, he really touched the sheretz. So that's if this the vada is b'metzias. But if the chiddush is only b'din, yesh b'zarak din tumat negiya b'avatuma. So we say that the din is that you touched an avatuma. You touched the sheretz. But that's not the metzias. You didn't necessarily touch. You have a din, kilu, you touched the sheretz. But the metzius is that you didn't touch the sheretz. Emichites, you touch the sheretz. Who says? So that's the shaila. The shaila is, are we saying that the metzius you touch the sheretz, that's the lechumra? Or bedin you touch the sheretz, that's the lechumra? So this was discussed elsewhere, but the Iker Safik is here in this meat of din and metzius. Achein ha-fasek hazeh me'orir b'nu gam ot safik. This safik is me'orir noch ha-safik. אם החידוש של הספק תומה ברשות היחיד תמי, וגם על הפרטיות שבדבר, בספק למשל, אם נגע בצפרדע או בשרץ הוא תמי, מפני שאנו תופסים לגבי האדם שנגע, שבריאה זו הייתה שרץ, והוא שנגע בו בשבילו הוא תמי, שזה מנהם החידוש הוא במציאות, או שהחידוש הוא רק על הכלליות שבדבר, שיש באדם הנה על כללות של תומת ראשון לתומה, ובלי שנים שנגע בשרץ דווקא, ובשרץ זה בפרט. So this suffix arouses another suffix. If the chiddush of suffix tumah also goes on the detail, so So for example, let's say you have a suffek if he touched a dead frog or a dead sheretz. So is he tame? Because we assume that he touched this specific frog, this specific sheretz, and therefore he's tame. Or do we say no? And the chiddush is only in the klalius shebedavar, that this person in general has a tumas rishon l'tuma, without saying that he touched this specific sheretz. So if we say the first way, then it's a metzias. We say that he touched this specific sheretz. If we say the second way, that it's din, then we say in general he has this tuma, but we don't say that he touched this specific sheretz. We say that he has a din of touching a sheretz. אכן עצם החקירה הזו אורו האחרונים שבאחרונים ויאמרו בבי מדרשה בשם הגון רב חיים הלוי זה. So this chakira was aroused by the latest of the Achronim, and they said in the Beis Medrash the name Rabbeinu Gon, Agon Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi. Amiel lived at the same time Rav Chaim HaLevi lived, right? Amiel was Nifter in the 50s, and Rav Chaim was Nifter like in 1916 or so. So Rav Amiel was a young man, Rav Chaim was Nifter. So for Rav Amiel, he's Achronim Sheba Achronim. Today our Achronim Sheba Achronim are, Rav Chaim Knievsky, or Rav Dov Landa. These are Achronim Sheba Achronim, but Rav Chaim is already 100 years ago he died, plus. But for Rav Amiel, he's Achronim Sheba Achronim. So the Achronim Sheba Achronim already murdered this chik here in the Beis Medrash. In the name of Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi. Even people after Rav Chaim HaLevi said in the name of Rav Chaim HaLevi. Aval Makor Rishonim Rishonim. But source is in the beginning of the Rishonim, the Rishonim, earlier, much, 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 much earlier. As we already brought in the Midah of Hayotzim and Akal B'Sibo Mesubov. The Yerushalmi in Perek Yud Ches Halacha Aleph Nazir Shenitma B'Safek Tomei B'Rishis HaYochid or B'Shaya Omar Nazir Megaleach. And the other opinion is that Ein Nazir Megaleach. So let's say you have a Nazir that become Tomei B'Safek Tomei B'Rishis HaYochid. It's Machlokes. One opinion holds that he does do Giluach as if he really became Tomei, and the other opinion holds that he doesn't. So what's the Sharish HaMachlokes? Mechitesi. Should do Giluach, he shouldn't do Giluach. Where are they coming from? You know that another becomes Tameh, does Giluach. Let's say he becomes Safik Tameh. Machlokes. Is he shave or not? V'kan nishma ha-chakira hazo mipnei sh'agiluach benazir kvar darush dafka l'metziut shel met dafka ki al shum tum'a acheret ein hanazir megaleach. V'din zeh eino ba me'aklaliyut shel tum'a. The giluach of nazir requires a metzias of a meis, because on no other tuma is a nazir megaleach. So this din of a giluach nazir doesn't come from the klalius of tuma. It comes from a metzias of tuma. It doesn't come from a din tuma. A din tuma then would apply to other tumas. No, there has to be a metzias of tumas meis, that he was nitma in this meis. If he was nitma with a specific mace, then he becomes Izmigaleach. Stami is a din tumah, he doesn't. Lu Yitzuyer, that a Nazir would have a din tumah's mace without actually having come in contact with a mace, he would be Mitgaleach. There has to be a Mitzias of a mace. V'din zein oba mea klaliyut shel tumah, ela mea pratiyut shel met, tumat met dafka, umuvan. שהראשון שאמר שהנזיר מגלח סובר שהחידוש נאמר על המציאות, והשני שאמר שאין הנזיר מגלח סובר שהחידוש הוא רק על הטומאה באופן מופשט. So that's the machlokes. One who holds his מזגלח holds that pshat and suffik tuma that you're machmir is that there was a metzias of tumir. That's the way of you. Bemeli is mitgalach, he shaves. And the one who holds that he doesn't shave holds that the din of Safek Tumah is on the din of Tumah. You have to be machmir b'din, but not in the Metzias. And a din is not enough for him to shave. Maybe that opinion holds he doesn't shave. V'al tziur le'vot tziur le'zeh d'vrei ha'tosvot b'yavamot. Another tziur for this, another illustration of this, is Tesis in Yavamis. Tesis adds, k'kshu sham al adam rinan sham, d'safek sota choletzet v'lo mityabemet. They ask there in the opinion that a safek sota does chalitza and doesn't do yibum. Mikivan shebisota asa katuv safek kevadai uvadai rei lo choletzet v'lo mityabemet. Wait a second. Why does a Safek Sota do Chalitza and not Yibum? Well, she can't do Yibum on the tzad that maybe she was unfaithful to her husband. If she was unfaithful to her husband, there's no Yibum. But maybe she wasn't unfaithful to her husband. It's only a Safek Sota. So mitzad that, there would be Yibum. So you don't know. So to actually do Yibum, you can't, because and it's sad that she wasn't that she was unfaithful. You can't do yibum. So what do we tell her to do? We tell her to do chalitza. And what happens if she does chalitza? She does chalitza this way, and it's sad that she really is not a sota. She really wasn't unfaithful. She is doing her duty, and she's doing the proper chalitza. Frek Tosfos, the besota sakatuv safek kevadai. By sota, we know the rule that safek is like vadai. It's as if she was definitely, if she was warned and then secluded herself with that guy, it's a vadai. And in a vadai, she's not neither choletz nor misyabem. Neither choletz is nor misyabemes. So why does the Gemara say she does chalitza not even? She didn't do either, because it's so safek kivadai. Onim tosvot. No, Dafka lahachmir, the pasuk makes her safek kevadai. But not lahakel, to pater her without chalitza. What does this teretz mean? It's safek kevadai, it's safek kevadai. Vehein ezber leterutz ze, rak al pi anacha, shegam besota, שממנו מקור בית אב להלכה שספק תומה ברשותי הכי תמי, אין החידוש במציאות אלא רק בדין. ואין אנו תופסים שוודאי נטמאה, אלא שיש בה דין של תומה. So it's myridic. The only way to understand this terence is if one places an assumption that even by sota, which is the paradigm, which is the source of the halacha, that safek tam b'shisayachid is tamei. Why was the safek tam b'shisayachid is tamei? Because a sota who secluded herself from b'shisayachid, we assume she's tamei. Therefore, anybody who's has safek tam b'shisayachid, we're going to assume is tamei. So the chiddush there is not b'metzias. We don't say she actually slept with the guy. What do we say? We say there's a din that she slept with the guy. There's a din she was unfaithful to her husband. Ah, you're bedin. So bedin, you could be machmir, not mekel. Aso akotsof sofe kivadai is bedin, we're machmir. But when a kula comes out that she's not going to do chalitza, that we don't say. Oh, if we would say that b'metzias she actually slept with the guy, then mechi teisi to be mechalik between chumra and akula. She slept with the guy. She slept with the guy. That applies to the chumra and the kula. You can't have it both ways. That it's only the chumra, not the kula. How can that be? She did it. She did it. That's the metzias. You can't. Facts don't care about your feelings, as they say today. That's what happened. That's the metzias. The answer is no. We don't say that the metzias. That there was a video camera there, they actually did something. We don't view it that way. How do we view it? That bedin, she is a din sota. A bedin, we can say bedin l'chumra, not l'kula. and therefore she has to do chalitza. Umeila lenyan ptu chalitza if shalavo mitzad she'asa ba katuv safek kivaday. Umishim din lenyan zel lenyan ptu chalitza gam kishezinta vaday. Hine lo adin amuvshat haklali poter otam mechalitza. Ki alo sof sof yesh bizeh rak chayvei lavin. ובחייבי להבין בכל מקום חולצת ולא מתייבמת, ועל כן שרק המציאות הפרטית של הזנות היא הסיבה הפותרת אותה מחליצה, ושתומה כתיב בקעריות, ובמקום שאנו דורשים למציאות ממש, על זה לא נעשה ספק כוודאי כנה. So ממילא, as far as the tour of חליצה goes, you can't come מצד that also bar kasef safek kevadai. As far as that's concerned, as far as the Torah of Chalitza goes, even if she was mizana bevadai, it's not the general abstract din that patters her from Chalitza. Because sof sof, it's only chai ve'lavin. And chai ve'lavin, right, she's only a chai ve'lav to this, to the yavim. And chai ve'lavin, you do Chalitza and you don't do yivam. So why is she patter if we know for a fact that she was mizane? And the answer is that it's the mitzius hapratis shel aznus. That's what patters her from chalitza. Because that's tuma, and that's like arayus. It's called tuma, which is like arayus, but only if there's a specific mitzius of znus. But not a din of znus. So when you need a mitzius, we don't make suffix like vadai. We only make suffix like vadai as far as din is concerned. So she is a din. Ah, you have a din. So we'll be mach. We won't let you do yibum. Because maybe you were actually mizane, but we're not going to patter you from chalitza. Why? Because you have a din vadai. You have a din of znus. And what patters you legamre from chalitza is a mitzias of znus, a mitzias pratis of znus, and that we don't have here. We don't know if we have it. So the chumra you have to do, she has to do chalitza. So that was Gevaldik, and you know, we have many hundreds of pages to go, and I just ask the Rabbono Shel Olam that he give us life so that we can continue learning this together. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.